The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Oh, man, let's get it, man. We back. Daddy issues, man. Keon is out of it. I don't know where his brain is. He just slow and just wait. What? Who?
When? So out of
where? It's a lot going on. He just drove in from Vegas. The hangover part five. You know what I'm saying? He came back missing the tooth. He got a pet tiger and a random baby that's not his. But you know,
I don't have no hangover today. My hangover is Saturday.
Saturday.
I took it easy.
I've never had a hangover.
I took it easy.
I've had a sick over.
What's it?
It was just a nausea over. Well, I just woke up like I was nauseous until I ate.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's, I mean.
Is that a hangover?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I always thought it was just like a head thing. We just, and you got the shades on.
No.
I didn't know it was just,
I mean, some people
related.
It's more severe, but yeah, you can, once you eat and drink your water, you should be good to go.
Man. The bad old days.
You know, he's sleepy a little bit, you know, a little low energy.
Yeah. Liquor, man.
It was just a long night.
You gonna drink with your kids when they get old?
Yeah, when they get older.
Yeah.
But I'll be the dabbler by then.
The dabbler?
I ain't gonna be. Yeah.
You gonna be drinking wine?
Yeah, I'll be in the with the pinky up.
Wine.
I'll be chilling.
Scrambled eggs and wine. Shout out to Clayton Thomas for that joke. Clayton Thomas said, older women always drinking wine. He'd be like, what you doing? Making some eggs. What a glass of wine. good times, man. Anyway, man, kids.
How was your week off? What'd you do?
I had a week off.
I don't know.
I never feel like I had a week off of anything.
Did we?
My week was crazy, man, because I've been getting dizzy, man. And so I was in Ohio. And Toledo, Ohio, and I got dizzy. I got dizzy before in like October. And then it was just a one-time deal. I got dizzy and sweaty. I was like, what the hell is this? And then like nauseous, and then I sat down, then I staggered to my flight. And then I went to sleep, woke up normal. And then, you know, happened again this past week. And I was like, man. So I go to urgent care immediately. Like, all right, what's going on? And they ain't got no answers, man. They checked my blood pressure three different kind of ways. Did an EKG on my heart. You know what I'm saying? Blood sugar was normal. You know everybody got speculations. Yeah, you just stressed. You need to lay down. Stress is not a good enough diagnosis for me.
I mean, it's real, though.
It's real, but I need something more concrete. Because you know what I'm saying? Because there's plenty of people think they ain't even been stressed. And they be like, you been stressed? Like, nah, it's stress. Like, I don't know. How to alleviate, is it from working a lot? Is it from, I don't know what, is it from traffic? Because we be stressed in traffic. You know what I'm saying? Anything can cause stress.
I think even when you don't feel, because I never feel like I'm stressed, right?
Right.
Like I can't handle it. But at the end of the day, sometimes we do stretch ourselves super thin.
Right.
So even though you like, I'm handling it, at the end of the day, how much did you sleep last night? A good 2 hours.
Right. Now my sleep deprivation,
yeah,
I'll cop to that.
So, and your body gets stressed. Like if it doesn't rest, your body gets stressed out. Yeah. Like I said, it's not the stress that we think, like we on the edge.
Right.
But your body minor gets stresses building up. Your body gets stressed, like, because we don't sit down enough.
Yeah. That's true. I'll cop to that, though. My sleep be minimal. It's always something to do. Even when I be like, all right, tomorrow I'm going to chill. They'd be like, hey, can you do this? I'm like, oh, all right. And then constantly. Like, I never take.
I'm getting like that, and I'm trying not to. It's so hard to balance, like, I'm about to bust my ass so I can get this.
Right.
But like, and sit down.
Yeah.
Like, the whole time driving up here, I was sending emails and I was right. Like, I got stuff driving. To do. When I get in the house, I got to sign paperwork for the cruise ships, send some other stuff off. Then I got to spend time with the boys because I ain't seen them in a week.
Right.
And spend time with Cody because I ain't seen her in a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm already planning, like, I sent him my avails for this week.
Right.
And then I'm just like,
that. Man.
I'm so tired.
Man. It's hard for me to just, you know, chill. Like, even when people be thinking you chilling, like, oh, you on the cruise ship? You chilling? No. I'm thinking about my set. Thinking about performance later on.
Then we got to put out videos.
Yeah, you got to do that. And it's like, all right. So I never chill.
Yeah. And even if it's not hard, it's just doing something. Stress. Like, emails is not hard.
Right.
Even shooting the stuff at IG is not hard. It's just like, I'm always doing something.
Right. In a way, man, it's kind of less stressful to be doing, like, hard work, like manual labor. Because you do your job, and then when you're sitting down, you really just like, ah. Like, when I used to work, when I used to just work at Dairy Queen, it'd be a hard shift. When I was off, I was off.
Yeah.
Brain was off. Everything was off.
Yeah, we're never really off.
We never off.
No.
But, man, the show.
Even when you think you off, you get an email. Can you come down? I'll be down there.
Exactly. Did you turn in your ideas for this? Yeah. What do you think about this? You got any ideas? Send in 17 points on. I was like, All right. Yeah, so I hope it's stress, but it still doesn't satisfy me from a medical standpoint. And to have me pay you money just to say, you're stressed. I'm like,
I mean, I feel that. You want more. If I'm paying you, I want more.
I want some real problems.
Yeah, I want a disease.
You got an aneurysm. Oh, let's handle it.
Give me something.
Dig in. Let's get this surgery going.
I feel that. When it comes to money, I want real stuff.
I want real hard hit. I don't want no speculation because that bill ain't speculating.
No.
That bill is clear, concise.
I want my life on the line.
Man.
If I'm paying. Even when it comes to accidents, I've been paying this car insurance. I don't want no fender bender. Total my car. Total my car. Worth. I want my money's worth. I want to flip over a few times. I want total my car out.
You want to slide out of
I don't want no little fits.
Upside down vehicle with the flames.
I want to crawl out there with the
you
dirt
wanna
roll on my face.
You want to run while it blows up behind
Somebody
you?
Smokes a cigarette. They're like, no. The car blows up. I want all of that. As much as I paid him a month. I want to total me out.
Man. Yeah, man. And then the kid, man, my oldest son, man, he's in the fumble stages, man. He just be fumbling, man, the indecision, the fumbling, the just, you know, he's driving and stuff, so he had a whole bunch of tickets that accumulated.
Oh, like, God, parking tickets? Registered.
Yeah. Just on some, he wasn't showing up for court date to fix a ticket. I'm like, what are you doing, man? Like, I'm just finding stuff out, like, a couple days ago.
Yeah.
I'm just like, why you ain't tell me? Like, because, you know, he said, I just want, you know, my registration for Christmas or, like, my birthday. And I was like, I gave him money. I gave him, like, you know, money for that. And then I asked him later on, like, what happened to your birthday money? I spent it. On what? He still didn't get his registration.
Yeah.
And come to find out, his registration was ridiculously high because of all them tickets. And I was just like, and his mom paid for it. I'm like, y'all need to tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
Don't tell me after the fact and, like, you know, because, you know, he got pulled over and that's how he found out his license was suspended.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm just like, man, what are you doing, man? And he's like, trust me, I know. You always say, trust me, I know, but you still be fumbling.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, I don't want to hear the trust me, I knows. You just got to get it together.
And you can't do the trust me, I know when you sneaking back behind going to mom.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And mom's is coming to the rescue every time. And I'm just like, because me, I'm going to give you a little speech.
Yeah.
Every time he hit me up for money. Where's your money at? I thought you was doing DoorDash. I hit him up with something. I give it to him, but he going to feel the.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, where's your birthday money? And he's like, I spent him. Like, man, you got to. So I know that's why he kind of, you know, fades off on me. But somebody got to tell him.
Of course they do. That's what they do.
I'm just like, oh, the fumbles, man. Fumbles McGee. And then low key, like, you know, Sincere is looking at colleges. So, you know, I'm excited that he's excited about going to college.
Yeah.
So now we've been talking about financial aid. I asked him the other day, like, did you apply for any academic scholarships? He's like, not yet. But because I feel like he can get one. Yeah. He got straight A's last semester. That'd be dope if he can get
it. If you look into it hard enough, it's stuff out there.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's a whole bunch of
grants. And grants that you won't have to pay back.
Oh, man.
It's stuff. It's all kind of stuff. You dig into it. Like, I remember that story of this kid who went to one of the big schools, like Harvard, one of the Ivy League schools, and paid his whole way through all grants.
Harvard?
He was just online looking for every grant possible that he could get and paid his whole way through school.
Oh, that's amazing. I wonder what his major was.
I don't know.
That's amazing right there.
He did the work.
But yeah, they're definitely out there, man. And I want to I'm just excited that he's excited about going to college.
Yeah.
That's dope. I'm like, all right, man. You know what I'm saying? I can tell he's just ready to be out, man.
Yeah.
Some kids just be ready to be out.
Yep.
You're like, I don't want to be up under nobody. Because my nephew's like that. My oldest nephew. No. My second oldest nephew. Once he graduated high school, he moved out. He was like, I'm ready. I'm
Me
like,
too.
Man, you ready to move out? And he's like, yeah.
I was out of there.
He was ready to be out. And I was like, man.
I just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
It wasn't even bad.
Right.
I just got to a point. I was like, don't ask me no questions.
Yeah.
Don't. So I was like, I'm out there. As long as you live under this roof. Before I even
finished Once the they sentence. Hit you with the, as long as you live
yeah,
under
I
my.
I was out.
The hell did he go? My mom never hit me with that. So that's why, like, I hung in there for a while. Stayed with her. And part of me. She's never lived alone, so I felt bad for leaving her because I was the last one to leave. So I was like, man, you know what I'm saying? She's going to be by herself. But then I just eventually did it. And I was like, I got to go to New Mexico. But it took, you know, I was like 21, though, by that time when I went to actual university.
Yeah.
I was just going to community college and working before that. But my mom was never all up in my, you know.
Yeah,
see, once I turned 18, we had the curfew talk. It was like 17, we had the curfew talk. Yeah. I just think I should have a later curfew. You know what I'm saying? Just like, all right. And then, you know, after that, it was just smooth sailing.
And my then, dad just stayed asking questions.
Yeah.
Where you going? What you doing? I was like, why are you worried about it, man?
Right.
Well, since you live here, I was like, all right, I'm out. I'm just done with this.
And college is the best time to be out.
And I wasn't even out. I was going to a community college.
Oh,
I
you
still moved. I dipped.
Where'd you got your own place?
I got an apartment with a bunch of my teammates.
That's what I wanted to do initially. Hey, fellas, man, let's just all get a place. Not thinking about how people are going to be raggedy on this side of the
raggedy
money and just dirtiness and like. But in the moment, you're like, man, it's just going to be the fellas. It's going to be great.
Raggedy. It was so raggedy. But it was like, at the end of the day, nobody was bothering me.
Right. You had to answer to no one.
Yeah, I just.
But you got to answer to making sure they holding up their end of the financial bargain.
The money and stuff was fine.
Oh, that's good.
And a lot of times that people would be gone, like at their girl's house and stuff like that. It was just we had this one roommate who smelled.
Oh,
so
God.
He was it. We'd be like one day they threw all his stuff outside.
Damn.
Like everything he owned, they threw it outside. He was like, "Would y'all throw my stuff? Because you're stinking up the goddamn apartment. You don't wash your clothes." Like it was pandemonium.
How many of y'all was it?
It was five of us.
Oh man, that was deep. 5-bedroom joint.
No. Two of us shared a bedroom. The rest of them slept in the living room.
Oh, hell. Y'all was desperate to get out.
We was like, I'm out.
Y'all was desperate, man.
But me and the one that shared the bed, like we had our own beds, you know what I'm saying, the bedroom. We were the most responsible, the most clean, the most. So we kind of like stayed in there.
Right.
Or we was gone. Like he's a doctor now. You know what I'm saying?
The smelly
like,
dude?
No, the guy.
Oh, that was the guy.
Yeah. He's a doctor now. And he was always on his shit.
Yeah.
Like, so we were like, but the other ones. We was like, y'all stay in there.
Where they at today? Where's the smelly dude at today?
He is. I still talk to him.
Saw him in a deodorant commercial the other day. As a matter of fact.
And it was a game commercial.
Old Spice. That's funny, man.
Man, he's still out
the here. Smelly roommate, man. I had the smelly roommate, man. My boy, it smelled like cheese sometimes, man. And it's funny, like when I first went to college, my very first roommate, Kool-Aid, that's my boy. He so we was roommates, it was cool. And I remember I'll never forget the moment where I was just like, I was like, hey man, you know, if you ever want to dabble in the cereal, the food I got going, you know, help yourself. That day he ate an entire box of Crunch Berries, and I went off. I was like, look, the whole box. I told you can get some.
That's ridiculous.
You don't open what you didn't buy, and you don't finish it. That's the rule.
Yeah.
He ate the whole box. That's ever since then, whatever I said is canceled.
Yeah.
It's canceled. You just lost all your privileges.
We should just wait. Like, you can go ahead and, like, especially if I, because I would cook. Like, a lot of people eat out, so I would cook, and I would see them, like, man. And I'd be like, y'all can have a little, man. You know? Yeah. Or I would tell them, put in, and I'll make food for the whole house.
Right.
Because they was like, yeah, I'm going to throw you a few dollars. And,
you
know, everybody's missing their moms and stuff. I was in there cooking. Man. I was like, just throw it. Go give me a few dollars. I'll do it.
What was you making? Like spaghettis?
Just regular stuff that you just, they wasn't eating at home. Like, I would make, like, you know, like, baked chicken with a certain kind of, probably like some teriyaki chicken with just rice and vegetables. Like, nothing big.
Right.
But it was just like, it's better than Burger King. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, homemade everything. Like, I made homemade tacos, burgers, spaghetti, everything. Taco, so it was just like, they was like, yeah, we don't want to go to Taco Bell.
Taco night, man. There's nothing beats taco night.
Yeah. And then when money got tight, we would go to the store and buy a bunch of potatoes. Cause, you know, potatoes is cheap as hell. Yeah. And we would just make french fries and like different potato dishes. With like just some chicken or something like that.
Potatoes be saving lives.
Hell yeah.
That's why in Ireland it went down. The way it did. The potatoes come through in the clutch.
And they don't cost nothing.
Right. They're not good for you, the white potatoes.
Yeah.
But you're eating. You feel like you're surviving. Like, we can make it through this winter, man, with these fries.
We did, too. We eat fries every day. It was so good. Homemade fries be so fire.
Yeah, they do. That's what In-N-Out is trying to go for, but they not nailing it.
The reason why In-N-Out's not nailing it is because, like, it's not the same. Like, at home, when you do it, you put the seasoning salt and pepper.
Yeah.
At In-N-Out, it's just regular salt and pepper, it's just not good enough.
Not good. That's why everybody would never, I'd be like, man, In-N-Out fries is overrated. You got to get them animal style. Like, why I got to jazz it up?
Sometimes they cook it too long, so then it's hard. Like, when I worked there, and when I made my own fries, they was fire because I knew the setting to put them
you
on.
You took pride in your fries.
Yeah, I was like, when you're busy, when you're packed, you just hit the buttons.
Right.
And you just
keep the fries
and
going.
When you get to a certain level, in and out, so you have levels, right?
Right.
By the time you're level four, you don't get help no more. So that's one person doing all that.
Okay.
So you do the spinning of the fries, but they peel them in the back for you. They on the spinning machine, then they dump them in the water. You do all the chopping, spinning to dry them off put them in the fryer and take them out and rotate them, like, all by yourself. So you in there sweating.
Wow.
So you don't give a damn if some of them overcook a little or whatever. You just like,
I got them out there.
But when it's like slow and you making your own fries,
you
put it on like 2.5 minutes and they fire. Like, it's perfection. The reason why In-N-Out fries is terrible sometimes is it's just too damn busy.
Oh, they'd be bad, man.
It's just too
But I respect the fact that they're using real potatoes up in there.
Oh, everything else everything in there is real. Like, the refrigerator, ain't nothing in there longer than a day. Everything is fresh as hell.
I respect that.
Yeah, it's in the shake machine, that's the real cream and stuff, and they dump it every night. Like, everything in there.
Okay, In-N-Out.
Is fresh as hell.
See y'all on here, man. A burger and shake. I still be getting my burger and shake on, y'all, even though I'm a vegetarian. I go to this place called Burger Lords in Chinatown, L.A., get a cheeseburger and a shake, all vegan. So good, man. I feel filthy. I feel like that movie, man, where you just be in the movie just eating a burger and a shake, and then you be a cop. I love it when I see cops eating in TV and movies, and then they got to go.
They make
somebody.
Me mad. I
they be
hate
eating
that.
And then
they throw it?
I'll
be like, pick it up. You pick that up.
Because I'd place it down. If I was a cop, I'd be like, we got the suspect. My burger going to be right there.
Yeah, I'm not tossing it. I hate it. When they did the over-the-shoulder toss, I'd be irate.
Man, it would be looking good, too.
Except when it was on the coffee. When they would dump the coffee, I'm like, coffee nasty. I don't care.
Coffee is trash.
But when they would be sipping on the soda and then dump it or leave it there, I'd be like, be so mad.
They would make it look so good. It would be the burger that's still in the wrapper, too, and they'd just be sitting there talking and eating. I saw these cops chasing somebody on foot yesterday when I was driving. This dude ran across the street. I'm on Vineland. And this is in North Hollywood. kind of close to where y'all live, right? And then this dude ran across the street. Cops were coming up the street. He ran across. They turned the light on. They dipped over across, hopped out of the car. The dude was running. And then they was looking slow. And he was like, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. And then he dipped back inward. And then they tackled him in the middle of the street and put the knee to his back. I was like, he could have ran a little further. Yeah. He gave up quick. I was like, because them cops was looking slow. You know, it was a guy and a girl cop, and they was just running. I was like, I don't know if they're going to catch him. They caught him.
Have you seen that video of that cop that snatched that dude off the freeway?
Nah.
It's a famous video that it was like somebody signed this cop. Like, the dude is running, and you just see this cop coming out of nowhere. He passes all the other cops and snatches dude from, like, yards away. He was flying. Like, you could see, the, like, every other cop, he was like, it looked like Black Panther. And
yeah, when they were running
through. I was like, damn, this dude is fast. He probably enjoyed it, too. Like, he probably knows he's fast. He's like, oh.
I've been waiting for this. I ran track in high school.
Because I had a friend who used to work security, but he ran track at Cal State Northridge. He was hella fast.
Yeah.
So he said one day somebody tried to do a snatch and run. He was like, nah. He even let him go a little bit so he could chase him down.
I've been waiting for this exact moment.
He was so excited. He was like, I let him go out the door. He thought he was like, I was like, here I come. I
tackled him and retrieved the daiquiri mix he tried to steal.
He was pumped.
That's dope. That's what you do it for. I signed up for this. Oh, Steve Rogers. You know, speaking of running and in shape, you heard of dad bod, right? I remember you was talking about dad bods when you was on the cruise one time. And you clearly don't have dad bod.
I just can't do it.
But are you ever scared you're going to eventually get dad bod?
No.
You always going to work
it's
out.
Just not,
sure
it's not in me.
Control.
Yeah. I feel like when people say that, like when they, like, I don't have the time. But, you know, I talk about that stuff on stage.
Right.
Like, You make time for what you want to make time for.
Absolutely.
That is a fact.
Absolutely.
Whether it comes to sex and relationships, working out, whatever, people are like, I don't have time. Yes, you do.
Right.
You just chose to watch that show on Netflix.
Exactly.
Or you chose to do, you have time to do it.
Right.
And I don't even be in it. Like, people think I'd be in the gym. I'm in there 20, 30 minutes.
Right.
That's not long. That's an episode of whatever you was going to watch.
Right.
That's not long.
Quick in and out, man.
I think people just get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You just get lazy in relationships, and you get comfortable with each other, and you get in your routine and your habits, and then you stop trying.
But then
you just fall in line. Yeah,
dad bod.
Because I was like, no, and I feel like the people who get one are the people who never worked out anyway, and now time just caught up to them.
Right,
like you're not 21 no more. Mm-hmm. You now you're 30.
Your metabolism.
Yeah, that's all it is.
I can't do this.
It's not the kids. Your metabolism just slowed down.
Right,
and you never really worked out like that. Because my brother got one, my little one.
Uh-huh.
We looked up. We was like, what is that? He's like, I'm back in the gym. He got, and he's the youngest out of all of us.
Right,
and we looked up, and because he got three kids, and we was like, what the hell? He's like, But now he lives in an apartment. His new apartment got a gym in there, so he'd be in there every day.
There you go.
I was like, yeah, because as soon as we saw it, we was like, you the youngest one. What is that?
pointed to the love hammer, hands right on it. Dad bod. I feel like I had a dad bod before I was a dad, so you know it don't apply to me. But you know, but I'm in a place right now where I'm just probably the slimmest I've ever been. Well, not ever been, but like in that realm of just. You know, I weigh like 216. When they weighed me at urgent care, where they gave me no info. They gave me my weight. And that was 216 dressed. And so I was like, all right, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, I haven't been that light since probably 7th grade, 6th grade. You know, I was always a fat kid. So the dad bod.
Yeah, I don't believe
like trying to have it.
That's just your body. I don't believe that your kids did it.
You just gotta keep your metabolism up. Don't eat filth all the time, and just do something active.
Yeah, and play with your kids. Like people don't. I remember my dad. My dad didn't get fat until we got older, and he started driving the buses.
Mm.
But he delivered mail, so he walked all day,
and
then would still go out and like hoop with us and stuff. Like he was active.
Right.
So he maintained the same weight my entire life.
Yeah.
And the minute we all moved out and he got a different job, he blew up.
Man. Because that job, man, sitting there driving the bus, you just sitting. Your body just
And then
like,
you have no kids to play with when you get to the house.
Right.
So he just blew up.
Metabolism checked out.
Because when he was trying to hoop with me all the time, he was still running around.
Right.
So
sweating. That's
he would
a
go
workout.
A couple times a week, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He was in the gym and then.
The dad body to get you, fellas. Don't let it happen, man. Mm-hmm. Be mindful of the bod, man. Be mindful. Don't get lazy.
And you know what? I put a little on your spouse too, on both ways. Mm-hmm. People just are afraid to talk to their spouses.
Oh yeah,
people will not tell their spouse like, "Hey,
yeah, hey, man, look,
I didn't sign up for this."
You're letting yourself go, and I don't see anything wrong with it.
I don't either.
People be like, "Yeah, nah." Like, I'm shallow in that regard.
Me too.
Like, if you get fat on me, I'm not gonna be as attracted to you. That's just honesty.
And I wouldn't blame you if you did the same. But we be on each other. Exactly. Like, we stay on each other.
Exactly. I'll take it. Oh, I'm getting fat. Oh, yeah. Thanks for telling me. And then I'm going to step it up.
Like, one day she walked by me. It was when I had got off the cruise. Mm-hmm. And she was like, "What is this?" I went to the gym immediately. Immediately. Yeah. I didn't get her mad at her. I was like, "You right." And I was out.
What is there to get mad about?
I don't understand the getting mad when you in your heart know what it is.
Right.
Like, that's what I never understood. You know that.
You're supposed to love me unconditionally. Yeah.
You know that. Like, why? And now you mad? When you knew? You knew. You watched yourself do it.
People don't understand the physical aspect of relationships. Like, you know, there has to be a physical attraction as well. You know what I'm saying? You like what you like. If you're attracted to a heavier size, that's cool.
Yeah, do it.
That's you. But if you're not, and then it's just honesty. It's just I'm not really feeling this.
People are not honest in their relationships. We be shredding each other. But it's like a healthy shredding, you know what I mean?
Right,
but yeah. We're super honest. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, "Hey, man." I didn't say anything, obviously, when she was having the kids and stuff.
Of course.
That's ridiculous.
Now that's crossing the line. That's
dude
not
be
their
doing
fault.
That. She, you know, the baby 5 months. Calm down, bro.
Exactly, yeah. Like, that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
But when you out here just eating whatever you want, not working out at all, I'm pulling up. Like, what the hell are you doing in here? Get your life together.
I'm pulling up for sure. Every time. I'm like, "Oh, you eating that again?"
Yeah.
But she's small, so it's like me, it's not about weight with her. I'm like, get your muscle back.
Right.
Like, it's not anything. She's never going to be big. Like, right. She's just not. And I actually, she gained a little weight. I was like, "All right. See what you're doing there." Because it was in the right places. I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Go ahead and have another French fry. Huh? You want some ice cream for dinner?"
Right. How about some fries in the ice cream?
Yeah.
You ever think about that?
I was just like, "No, just get back to lifting weights." Yeah. I was like, as far as losing weight, no.
Right.
But yeah, we be on it. You gotta be honest about that stuff.
Gotta be honest, man. Honesty be helping.
People be scared of their spouses, though. I don't understand. I don't understand.
Whenever I'm on stage and I ask men, I'll be like, "Man, what y'all scared of?" My wife. I'm like, "What? Why?
Why are you? Well, for what?
Why are you living with somebody you scared of?"
That doesn't make any sense to me.
I wouldn't want that life.
And dudes can't handle the, you know, they be like, "She be nagging." Well, if you think about it, is she nagging or is it some stuff she been told you just never got, you didn't do?
Right. If you don't fix the problem, they're going to complain about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think she's nagging you when she told you to fix that hole in the fence
right.
a month ago. Mm-hmm. I'll be doing that. In my head, I'll be like, "Shut up." But then I'll be like, I am supposed to do that.
Yeah, get on it.
So
that's why y'all call me nagging in the group chat because I'll be on Chaz about the dishes. He would always leave dishes in the sink.
Tony's nagging.
Well, quit leaving dishes in the sink and I won't say nothing.
Well, actually, I never called the nag on that because when it comes to cleaning up, I'm like, "You got to do that.
Come on, man." Yeah, man. Also, there's the myth that do kids make you fat and lazy, or is this a myth? Can we blame it on the kids?
No.
I don't think so.
No, you can't blame it on the kids.
I don't think so. Because if you kids make you do stuff.
Yeah.
You got to get up. You got to chase them around when they're toddlers. You got to play outside. You got to take them here. You got to take them there. You got to go for a walk when they just fussy. You got to do all kind of stuff. I feel like kids make you leaner, if anything.
Yeah. Because I would not get up as much as I had. I would only get up for the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it if it wasn't for the kid. I'd be up all day. Like, I'd be trying to sit down. And they'd be pulling me.
Yeah,
they want to go do something.
Let me
show
you this. Let's
go
outside.
Oh, that's Keelan all day. Yeah. Yeah, come on. I'll show you. Yeah. Come on. All day. I got to go up the stairs, down the stairs.
Right.
Come on. I'll show you. Or he don't. You know, they never know what nothing is.
Right.
Where Black Panther? Where'd you put it? I don't know.
It'd be right there.
Yeah, I got to go find that.
Kid, they need a kid workout plan. They just leave you with some kids and they just put you to work. You be like, "Man, I'm shredded up. 6 weeks with these kids, man."
And then they want to, you know, they get older. Like, I was just in Vegas and my brother's kids, they're older than mine, but like all by like a year or two. Yeah. Well, he has his daughter's 5, his other daughter's 3, but she's like 6 months older than Keelan.
Mm-hmm.
And then my nephew is 6 months younger, and then Kendrick's the youngest one.
Right.
But his all want to fight and wrestle all day because they older. So I was over there like,
yeah.
And that's him all day. That's probably why he's losing the weight too. They want to wrestle all day.
Let's wrestle.
They down to wrestle. Yeah. All day.
So kids, man, kids should be really working y'all out. And then when they get old and turn their back on you like my kids, then you might get fat again.
Then you got all the time in the world.
Yeah, you got the time to go to the gym.
You got all the time
but
in the
world.
But you
might be sad because the kids walked out of your life and just hitting you up for money. And now you can't afford your gym membership because your kids always hitting you up for money.
They got unpaid parking tickets.
College, unpaid parking tickets.
Getting sick, man.
Now,
Keelan,
now you cut the gym off.
Keelan scared the hell out of me last week.
He got sick?
He had another little asthma thing. Actually, this time was way less scary because we knew what it was.
Yeah.
But I saw his breathing. I was like, you ain't right, man. He was like, he was being regular, though, but he was just like, and I was like, come on, man, let's just go in. And sure enough, I was like, oh, good thing you brought him in. So now he has an inhaler.
Okay.
Like, for sure, that he does every day.
Yeah.
And he does this other thing, too, now. They you can't officially diagnose a kid with asthma until they go in two or three times because it might be just a one-time thing.
Yeah.
So he's had three times now. So they're like, he has asthma. Do this. And it's really during just the winter because, you know, the sickness causes – the asthma.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, we'll keep him on. They was like, just give him a puff a day, you know.
Yeah.
But they had him on the machine like all day. He couldn't breathe on his own.
Oh wow.
Like when they take him off, it would drop and his heartbeat was like he was working hard. So they had just kept him on the machine all day. He had to get like hella shots.
Oh man.
And I was pissed because they couldn't find the vein.
Yeah.
So they kept sticking him. And it took everything I had. And I'd be like, do your fucking job. Like, I was so mad.
Right.
And I'm trying to keep him calm. And Cotty's like, don't like seeing him get stuck. So I'm trying to keep everything calm. But I was about to punch everybody in the face.
Right.
And I was like, just find his vein.
It's hard to find veins in kids because they're not.
Yeah.
They're not veiny.
And I didn't want to put the pressure on the nurse.
Right.
Because I saw my dad do that with my brother. He put the pressure on the nurse and they panic more.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm way bigger than them. Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to put the pressure on them.
Right. They put it in his neck. Yeah, that's the vein. That's the only vein I could find. Oh, God, Jesus.
But he was cool. Like, watching him get older is like, you know, you handling it.
Yeah.
Like, he was in there. I was like, you good? He was like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good, you know, I'm fine.
You know, it's just, you know, just real out here.
Yeah,
pop.
He was just like.
Talking to you like a vet. It's real out here, you know what I'm saying? Just got to take it one day at a time.
Yeah.
He had a full beard.
Like, even when he go in, like, he was like, he had the mask on and everything, but he was just like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good, I'm okay. That's his thing. I was like, you fine? I'm okay.
Sick I'm children, okay. Man. It's like, because, you know, my youngest son, he had episodes where he was having seizures. And the first one happened, he had about three episodes, man. And, like, I would always be missing in action for each episode. So, you know, I'd just be at the hospital after the fact. But just, you know, you see your kid in the hospital, you just be like, man, you feel so helpless
so
as a
helpless.
Parent. And you just be like, man, dog, everything okay? That's the worst feeling in the world, man.
Yeah. I mean, but he's good. But Kendrick, on the other hand, he had the same cold and stuff. It was gone in 2 days. He just took it.
He's like, I'm back.
Yeah. He was like, his voice is super raspy, so he was crying like, yeah, yeah. He was raspy for 2 days.
Yeah.
Nose running everywhere. Like, I had to clean the couches because he play a lot. He wiping his nose. It was snot over the couches. I had to clean the couches up. But he took it. He just ate his.
Yeah.
But Keelan just be sick.
Right.
And he'd be having little nightmares. Because of sickness, every time he has a fever, he'd just be having terrible nightmares, sleepwalking.
Yo,
all that.
Fever nightmares.
Oh, they're so terrible. He'd be screaming.
Man.
I'd be like, relax, relax. He'd be like, he'd be looking at me, but he'd sleep.
Right.
You know what I mean? He'd be like, I'd be like, go back to sleep. He'd be like, I'd be like, God.
Man. Because I remember when I had the mumps when I was a kid. Like, I was like probably like 10, 11. I had the mumps. And, My dreams were just like real, like I would just be hallucinating.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell is that? God. I got the swollen glands up in here. And I was like, I remember my boy Leon had the mumps at the same time. He was outside playing. He's like, can Anthony come out? I saw him from the couch. I was like, ugh. I looked. His glands were swollen too. He outside. I'm like, how are you outside? I was on the couch like, nay. I was done. The mumps took me out, man.
Let's tackle these questions.
Yeah.
Low Poet asks, Tony, when did you get your kids their first cell phone? And then they asked me if I'm thinking about when I'm going to get their first cell phone. What age is appropriate?
The Baker boys got cell phones when they were in, I think, freshman in high school.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it was like right out of middle school. I feel like they had one in middle school, but no, I think it was like right when they got to high school, or they got phones. Just so we, you know,
can yeah, that's keep when they track. Start ripping and running.
Yeah, so you know, we got to keep track of it and all that. So I think around like late middle school, early yeah. high school, get it right away. That way they can reach you. You yeah. know, you can reach them or whatever.
I'm thinking that.
It's really about just being able to reach your kids.
Yeah.
More so than anything else.
That's what I'm
thinking. I wouldn't advise you to get the top-notch cell phone of the year, though. Just get them a raggedy, you know, little flip joint, yep. little rotary joint.
I can't play no game. You don't need to be playing games. You don't need to be playing no game. It's just to call me, and I can see your location. That's all it is.
So I would recommend, you know, getting them a low-budget little something. But it's really just to, you know, make sure they good, make sure when they need a ride, you know where to get them from and all that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. My issue is, like, I don't know how much control I'm in anymore as far as what they get. I come back, I get a call yesterday, Kendrick got his own iPad now. I'm like, what's happening? My mom didn't bought him another. Keelan had one. Now she got Kendrick's. It's the grandparents and aunties and they just be buying them stuff.
Yeah.
They always got stuff. And right. I'm just like... So I might come home from a trip one day and they just cell phoned out at 5.
They probably got something when you get home today.
Oh, they definitely do.
They got an iPhone.
It's another iPad in 17. There already. I got that call already. I was like, gonna be, I'm going to walk in the house thinking, like, father.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be hooked. Like, yeah. They're going to be passing to the mainframe.
They get bought everything. They're so spoiled. We don't buy them nothing. Like, I feel like I got to be extra, though, because everybody else just gives them whatever they want.
Right.
They're super spoiled. So on the phone, I'm about to be like, I don't think y'all need no phone. And I'm going to look up. My mom's going to be like, well, they had a deal. It was 2 for 1.
And you can't dig into mom too much.
No, or my dad. My dad would be like, well, I just wanted to get him some. I'd be like, all right.
Thanks.
And then Cotty's mom, she just as bad. She'd be like, well, why don't the boys just, you know, y'all want to take them to Disneyland? I'm like, no, I don't. On principle, Disneyland is too expensive. And she'd be like, check your account. And then she'd be like, Disneyland money. I'd be like, I said no.
She took the excuse right from you. It's too pricey. Boom. Oh, let me check this email. Oh, you bought the ticket. You bought the tickets. Yeah, man.
They be spoiling them kids.
Good old spoilers. Ah. Next question from James Runnels IV. That last name is funny, James. Runnels or Runnels. I don't know how you say it. But can y'all talk about how to rebound your sex life after having kids?
It goes along with the dad bod. There is no rebound. Yeah. Never stopped. I was smashing all the way up to the day before they came out.
Pregnancy sex is some good sex, man.
It's the best.
Because women, pregnant women be horny.
They be ready. And it feels different.
They be it's horny. They be, feeling. Yeah. They, not to be all.
Yeah, I don't want to. I just said it feels
but
different.
They be.
Woo! It's fantastic. I did it up to the day they was born. They was born, and then as soon as the. You know, soon, time, the yep. healing time was up. I was right back in the saddle.
I don't see why pregnancy stops the show. I don't know. Now, when the kids get busy and active and mobile, it might change a little bit because they might bust in on you or they be at the door. But, like, when they're babies, though, come on.
Yeah, scoot them over, smash put a pillow the in babies between. Yeah. Oh, I did that all the time. Every night, we just move the baby stop. Over.
They be in the swing thing and you just in there getting it in.
That never stops, man. It never stops. And even when they get old enough to become cock blocks, you know what I mean? You just got to knock it out quicker sometimes.
Right.
Or wait till they go to sleep or whatever, but you find a way.
Now, if there's a side effect from the pregnancy where, you know, the mom is just kind of lost her sex drive, you really can't do nothing about
that. Yeah, I don't know.
You just got to let her work through
thank
it.
Thank God I didn't have to
if,
do that.
If you don't have to deal with that, then... There should be no reason that the kids slow down the show.
I don't see it all. People are like, we tired. It's the same with the gym. We tired. We just plan better.
Yeah.
Plan better for everything. Make it get scheduled out. Gym time, y'all time, and whatever you want to do in that y'all time, do that. You know, if you got to, you know, watch the show tomorrow. I feel like people act like the gym and sex is like it's always going to be there.
Right.
But you feel like, well, let's just watch this episode. No, do it now. You can watch. You can come back to the episode. The gym and the sex should come before the episode.
Right.
Do that now. Mm-hmm. Knock it out because you're not going to want to do it later.
Right.
Do that now. All she got to do is look at me. Oh, I got about 20 minutes. You ready?
My sex drive is like low. It's not low, but I just be like, eh. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it just depends. Because I don't believe in just smashing just to do it. I mean, I'll do it sometimes, but
yeah.
I like to be horny when I get it in. Yeah. And so I'll just be saving it up. But sometimes you can't do it. So I'm ready now. I'm like, all right. The build up. Go.
Saving it up.
You know. Because I like to, I show up.
Yeah.
But if I, for me needing it personally, I'd be chilling.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I Googled. I was like, do I have a problem? Mine is high.
Yeah.
Like so high. And I looked it up. I was like, something wrong with me? And then it gave you like the different like levels. But it's because I'm active and in the gym and stuff like that. So it's like my testosterone levels are stupid high.
Yeah.
And then on top of what I was naturally anyway. So it's just, that's why I just
build
like,
up.
Because it don't take nothing. Like I'd be for no reason. She'd just be like, I'd be like, what you doing? Changing the channel? I'd be like,
oh, you changing the channel?
Yeah, it'd be weird. I'd be like, why? What's wrong with me?
You pressing buttons.
For no reason.
I saw you pressing the buttons.
I saw the way you hit the buttons. Get up.
The way you was holding the remote, wrist.
It's so ridiculous.
I saw your raw wrist. I couldn't resist.
Your sleeves lit up a little bit. I saw that skin. I was ready to go. The Black Yoji. Black Yojimoto asks, what's the maddest your kids have ever made you, and what's the most disrespectful thing someone has done to you in front of your kids?
The maddest. My anger just stems from, like, just not doing enough on the grade tip. It's just not being responsible. Like, and that's my whole thing. Even back in the day, if the kids ever gave, like, their mom too much lip or too much resistance, I would just come in with the quick pat. I would just...
Yeah.
The quick smack up, you know what I'm saying? The swing in. But other than that, like, I usually stay pretty level-headed. But I just don't like excuses and fumbling. That's what really pisses me off. And just not being honest. You lie? Oh, man. The lies? That's instant anger. Instant anger. Especially when we provide a platform where we're just, we're not going to fly off the handle.
Yeah
you're going to get a lecture, but you need it. Everybody needs lecture.
Yeah.
But, like, just a straight-up lie, oh, man, I'm not having it. Not having it.
Yeah, I've been pissed, but because they're so small,
yeah.
Usually 99% of the stuff they did is not in their control.
It's just annoyances.
Yeah, I'm just super annoyed. Yeah. So, like, when Kendrick was hollering,
yeah,
and I just, like, I feel my heart bump. Like, I'm like, right. Shut the fuck. Like, it's I'm just, mad, but at the same annoying. Time, I got to catch myself, and I'm like, you can't control this.
Right.
Like, when I'm going to get mad. They haven't done, they're not to the age yet where they're purposely doing stuff.
Doing stuff to,
you know,
say,
shenanigans
piss
to piss me off. Yeah, right now it's just like, stop whining.
Right.
You know, that's it.
Yeah, man. And then what's the most disrespectful thing someone has done to you in front of the kids? This one dude on the road rage tip, he flipped me off when I was in the car with the kids. And I was just like, I sat there for a minute and then I turned the other way. I was just like, all right, let me turn the other way. Because the dude was mad aggressive. He was just like, what the fuck you doing? And then he flipped me off, and I was just like, I wanted to follow him, but then I was like,
I turned left.
I'm like, whoo! But I was boiling for a split second. Because I remember one time back in the day, like, this dude flipped my mom off when I'm in the passenger seat.
Oh, yeah.
And I flew out the window like, you better put your fucking hand down. And me and my mom chased them together, but we lost them. But I wanted to chase that dude. But that's the most disrespectful thing I can think of that happened in front of the kids.
Yeah, I just don't like when people want to touch my kids' hair. Mm. Like, it's not, it's just, they're not dogs.
Right.
Stop trying to touch them. Like, they're so pretty, that hair. It's okay, so? Admire it from a distance.
It's weird. It's just weird how people
I don't
want to
touch
that.
People's kids.
Right.
Like, why do you want to touch people's kids? That's freaking weird.
Mm.
It is so cute. Stop touching.
I've never really been touchy-feely with people's kids.
And that's why I love when they be, like, looking at them like, oh, he's not friendly. No, because you're weird.
Right. Like, I'm really like, unless, you know, me and the kids spend a lot of time together, we play fighting or whatever, cool. Or they reach for me, cool. Like, just as soon as I come in, hands dirty from being an adult, grabbing up the kids. Nah, man.
And then this, yeah, just don't want to touch. Like, right. I don't want to touch people like that. Kids or adults. I don't want to touch people like that. That's just weird to want to touch. Like, let me touch you.
Yeah.
That's weird. Mm.
This one lady rubbed my head after a comedy show in Ohio a couple weeks ago. I was just like.
One lady rubbed my face one time.
Oh.
I almost punched her in her face.
Man, dog.
I was so mad.
That's so weird.
She's like, you were so funny. Nice skin. I was like, and it stays that way because people don't touch me. Like, don't touch me.
She hit you with the back of the hand?
Yeah, like a.
Oh, that's a little better.
And but it was still like a caress.
It's still,
like,
yeah, it's still.
She and she
still
was older, and I was just like. And I think I was more mad because she was white. And I was like, don't pet me. Like if it had been an older black lady, I'd be like, oh, granny, you know, knock it off.
Yeah.
I think I did get more mad because she was an old white lady. I was like, don't think you could just do this shit. Like, I was so mad. I was pissed.
Man.
I was like, you better buy 3 t-shirts. They bought some merch. Right. But I still was pissed. I was like, don't touch my face.
If it was the front of the hand, I'd have been like. Because normally, like, people touching my face. Like, Sabrina does it just to be silly.
Yeah.
But, like. Naturally, I'll be like, what you
no,
I, ever, you know what? I naturally flinch when people touch me. I know.
Yeah.
Like, I naturally, like, do that. Especially if you touch my torso anywhere. Oh, all right.
I've been like that since I was smaller. Yeah. Like, I didn't like, I used to almost get in a lot of fights. I'm like, don't touch my face.
Yeah.
I didn't want my face touched, like, right. At all.
It's weird to just be touching
it's
people's
weird.
Face.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Going for the face, your dirty hands? You've been digging in your nose, touching you. I don't know what's
scratching,
going on.
All kind of stuff. You know how many times people scratch in a day?
Scratch?
Disgust.
You know what I'm saying?
I got your skin flakes on your DNA crawling on me.
They just put some stuff on their lips, now they touching you. Yeah, but disgusting. At least she gave you the backhand caress.
Still.
She was still in the fraction.
I almost gave her a backhand.
All right. Let's wrap this up, man.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? The abrupt cut off. Let's wrap this up.
We got the light.
We got the light, man. That's another issue. Another issue. I always say that. Another episode of Daddy Issues.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't forget to ask us questions on the YouTube
on
page.
The YouTube
Stop hitting
page.
Keon up.
Get
y'all.
Out my DMs. DMs, text messages, or at shows. They try to be slick.
Yeah.
They catch me at a show and be like, hey, how do I leave the comment? Can you the YouTube page?
YouTube page, guys. Because if you tell me in person, I'm going to forget it five minutes after you told me.
Instantly.
And if you try to DM me, I won't see it.
No.
I miss hundreds of DMs a day. So don't, in the comment section on the YouTube page, ask the question and our team will see it and then we'll get it to you. You can follow me on everything, Tony Baker Comedy. TonyBakerComedy.com is where you can find everything I'm doing. What about you, Keon?
Keon Poley on everything. And my website will be back up soon. Sorry. I know people be like, we went to your site today. I'm sorry. It's been out for like a year.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I just didn't put, and people be, and I check, you know, on Instagram, you can see people are going to it too, and ain't nothing there.
They going to an empty warehouse.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to get it together.
But anyway, man, thank y'all for listening, though, for real. And thank y'all for even caring to ask the questions. So until next time, man.
Yeah, peace out, guys.
We out.